Var Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Var Reeves Sports on Four Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeves Sports on the General.
Good evening, everybody. We are at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, Ligoti, Indiana, where tonight it is girls basketball rivalry action. Var Reeves and Ligoti getting ready here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, which will be the sectional site in sectional 63. Good evening, everybody. I am Mike DeCourcy, and it has been a busy week already to this point, and it's only going to get more busy and more complicated as we move along here. But in a busy three-day stretch of Var Reeves basketball, it starts here tonight. Var Reeves comes into tonight's contest, their last outing, maybe their best play of the season, even though it did not result in a win, a 43-41 loss at the hands of a very talented Bloomfield Cardinals squad. Bloomfield had to make a bucket late to grab that victory. Var Reeves had a chance at the end, a couple of shots at it, and an Addison Ainsco runner rolled off and Var Reeves fell. Ligoti, on the other hand, comes into tonight's contest 9-0 so far this season. Ligoti, fresh off victories last week, last contest against Clay City. But even if you ask the people around Ligoti, the business has not necessarily picked up on the schedule end as of yet. Vincennes Reveille still awaits. South Knox still awaits. North Knox still awaits. Bloomfield still awaits. So talking to some of the Ligoti faithful before, they are thrilled with their 9-0 start, but they also realize that at this point they've beaten everybody that they should. And a team that won a bunch of basketball games last year, they're going to win a bunch more this year, but they are certainly looking forward to being tested against some of the area's better teams. Well, we've got royalty coming up. It's Gabe Gladish handing a program over to myself and Todd Lancaster that we can share. And you know what they say, Todd Lancaster, sharing is caring.
Yes, it is. Mike, I'm going to tell you what, this could be an interesting game tonight. I will say this, I do know that Bloomfield squad is always tough. Ron Knepp coaches them, and, they're always prepared. So that's a good sign.
Ligoti comes in 9-0. But talking to some of my friends from here in L-Town, they also say, that we've pretty much taken care of who we need to take care of. The back end of the schedule has always been a little bit more difficult. You got South Knox, North Knox, Reveille, Bloomfield. But certainly 9-0, good start here for the Lions.
That means you've beaten everybody that you've gone up against. That's all that's all you can do.
Well, Var Reeves, a busy weekend. Going backwards just a little bit, Vikings on the boys' side lost in Linton on Friday night, but Saturday night, you and I, John Mullen down in Evansville. What were your thoughts in the Memorial game?
That was the Var Reeves team that everyone in Southwest Indiana is afraid of, because Memorial is a very good basketball team, very good 3A basketball team. And that team right there is the one that will make noise as the season progresses.
Well, Todd, busy weekend here in the county. What does the Washington Times-Herald have on tap? Where all are we going tomorrow night to cover basketball?
Well, I'm going to go watch the ever-improving Washington Catholic Cardinals. I know Mike Myers is heading to Bossy. I think John Mullen is going to head up to North Davies. And then I think you said you might help us out a little bit with Var Reeves. Saturday night, I think I'm going to head over to North Davies, and you know, it'd be my first good look at the Cougars since the Hatchet game.
Thoughts on the Cougars so far? 4-0, Coach Dalrymple got to be happy.
I think that's exactly, you know, just like what we said about the Ligoti girls program. You know, they've beaten everybody so far on their schedule. They've looked good doing it. That Jack Townsend is supposed to be a very nice basketball player. And, you know, I think that maybe they'll make some noise in 2A.
You got the Graber Post Classic coming up that opening night. Of course, Bar Eve and South Knox. The 6 o'clock game right after that, a very interesting one. Ligoti and North Davies, and I know Graber Post, that tournament is always one of your favorite 3-day stretches of basketball of the year.
Well, that's only because of the food. So let's just, you know, let's just be honest about that. But no, it really is a great tournament. Folks really, you know, they get it. They know how to run that. That is as well run as it can be. But I will say this, that, you know, we're going to get a chance to see Fort Wayne Blackhawk. And if Bar Eve has the good fortune to run through the South the way we all hope they do, there's a pretty good chance it will be that very same Fort Wayne Blackhawk team on the other end. So, you know, that's kind of what that tournament does for this area.
Well, it certainly does, and I know they do a nice job always trying to bring in the best teams, the best talent, and certainly the gang up at North Davies has done that again this year. Well, any other closing comments here, Todd Lancaster, on the pregame show?
You know, I know that most everybody is excited about the Music City Bowl, going down and watching those Boilermakers, which will be at the same time, which that's probably the biggest game of the year, I would say, right off the bat, the Music City Bowl.
Kids wake up dreaming about playing in the Music City Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. It is in Nashville, and that's a great town. So.
Yeah. Not to rib my friend Todd Lancaster too much, but I did watch the replay of the Purdue-Ohio State game last night, which was nothing less than magical.
You know what? There are so many great stories involved with that game. But as a Purdue fan, you know, you don't get up thinking you're going to win the national championship. But a game like that is good for 10 years. Okay, we are paid in full at Purdue for the next 10 years.
All right. Well, Bar Eve and Ligoti getting ready. Prescription for Success tonight brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, as it's been all season long. If Bar Eve can handle the basketball, keep the number of turnovers down, it will be a good basketball game here tonight. That is the way that the Vikings can stay in it. That's the way that they can pull the upset. If they hand it to Ligoti and allow Ligoti to go down and shoot layups, it could be a long night. But if the Vikings can keep the turnovers down, which they have done in recent games, it could be interesting tonight here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups in the opening tip. Back to Ligoti right after this.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the Prescription Shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
Unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Lagodi, starting lineups being introduced right now. Vikings going to go the way they have went here recently. Three-guard set, Tracy Stahl. Tracy, 5'6", and a sophomore. Mariah Bullock, Mo, 5'5", and a junior. Third guard, Addison Ainsco. Addie is a 5'10 sophomore. Melissa Wagler, 5'7 and a junior, also in the starting lineup. And in the middle, Rachel Wilson. Rachel, 5'9 and a senior. Lagodi going to go like this. Kalia Fleming, she's a 5'5 sophomore. Sydney Davis, she is a 5'5" senior. Brooklyn Jones, she's 5'8 and a sophomore. Tiana Graver, 5'5 and a senior. And in the middle, Mackenzie Van Hoy, 5'8 and a sophomore. Vikings coached by Brett Graber. Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. It is up, controlled by Bar Eve. And here come the Lady Vikings with the opening possession. Mariah Bullock's got it out high. Addison Ainsco going to have it tapped away by Fleming. Bar Eve going to get it on the baseline. Looks like Lagodi going to go to a 2-3 zone on the inbounds. Mariah Bullock going to bounce it out. Tracy Stahl couldn't quite get her feet set for a three. Rachel Wilson's got it in the post. It's going to be picked away, and here comes Van Hoy on the run. And Mackenzie Van Hoy going to lay it up and in, and Lagodi leads 2-0. Bari beats the pressure down the floor. Going to be knocked out of bounds. And the Vikings are going to get it on the sideline. Tracy Stahl hands it back to Ainsco. Getting the set from the bench. Melissa Wagler with it. Top of the key. Looking for Rachel Wilson. Can't find her. Lagodi really aggressive on defense. Now Rachel Wilson's got it out high. And she's going to be fouled by Brooklyn Jones. That's the first foul whistled on either team this game. So Lagodi, not as big as Barreve, but five people on the floor who can really run, very athletic. And they're going to try to cause as much disruption on defense as they can. Tracy Stahl with it. Tracy going to go down around everybody, lay it up and in. Lane opened up. Tracy waltzed down. Left-hand layup. Got it. And we're tied at 2. Barry going to start man-to-man. Fleming with the basketball. Hands it off to Jones. Diana Graber back to Fleming. Diana Graber going to step back. 3. Got it. 5-2 Lions. And on the ensuing possession, Melissa Wagler going to air mail one out of bounds. So turnover, going to give it back to Lagodi. First turnover on the Vikings. Fleming's got it. Back to Tiana. Tiana, another long three. This one going to bounce off long. Tracy Stahl going to run the long rebound down, and here come the Vikings. Tracy over to Ainsco. Addison directing traffic. Mariah Bullock now going to slip it in the middle of the lane. And Rachel Wilson going to be fouled. And she's going to go to the line to shoot 2. They're going to get that one on Kalia Fleming, her first, team second. So Rachel with 2 shots. First one is in and good, 5-3. Lions by two. Rachel will have one more. And second one going to bounce short. Tiana going to grab the rebound, and Ligoti going to look to push it. Fleming's got it. Right-hand dribble over to Jones. Kenzie Van Hoy. And good cut by Jones into the lane. She's going to be hit by Van Hoy. Lay it up and good. 7-3 Ligoti. Good start for the Lions. And good cut right there by Ainsco. Ainsco going to go down the lane, lay it up and good. And it's 7-5. So now we are moving here in this early action. Diana Graber with the basketball. Going to hit a cutting Van Hoy. And Van Hoy going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two. They're going to get that one on Tracy Stahl. Got a pair of Van Hoy sisters on this Ligoti team. You've got old sister McKenzie. Well, she's a sophomore. And then you've got younger sister Kylie, as Van Hoy's first free throw is good. Back during volleyball season when the Lady Vikings were preparing for the Lady Lions, both in the season and in the tournament, Viking coaching staff just started calling them Little Van and Big Van when they were talking about which Van Hoy they were talking about, when they were trying to be a little specific. Free throw going to be missed, but Ligoti going to get it back, and Fleming going to be fouled by Ainsco on the drive. So 8-5 Ligoti, 3 minutes gone. Two fouls each now. Ligoti going to have to go to the backcourt to retrieve the basketball. Diana's got it high on the left side. Van Hoy, top of the key, back to Tiana. Graber still with it. Ligoti going to back up and reset. Fleming going to go down the lane. And wild shot. And she's going to be fouled. And I think that's going to be on Ainsco, and that's going to be her second. And Fleming's first free throw rolls out, no good. She'll have one more. Second one rolls in and good. So 9-5 Ligoti now by two. Well, 2-2-1 full court pressure for the Lions. Tracy Stahl going to have it. Ainsco. Her shot going to be blocked out of bounds. And Barrie going to get it on the baseline. Ainsco going to trigger it in. Rachel Wilson. Tracy Stahl's got it. Ligoti in a 2-3 zone. Tracy with it. Melissa Wagler on the left side. Rachel Wilson. Try to get in the middle. She's going to bounce it off to Bullock. Now bounces it over to Rachel on the right side. Ligoti just preventing Barrie from driving. Tracy Stahl going to set for three. It's going to be short. Ball on the floor, and here comes Ligoti with it. Diana Graber down to Van Hoy. Van Hoy going to lay it up and in. And Barrie just did not get back on defense that time. That was Mackenzie Van Hoy's fifth point. Rachel Wilson going to beat the pressure, but blows the layup. Here comes Ligoti with the basketball on a 6-point lead. Hannah Foose getting ready to check in for the Vikings for the first time. Jones has it. She's guarded by Ainsco. Barrie still man-to-man. Tiana back to Jones. Jones back to Tiana. She's going to launch a three. It's going to roll off. No good. Mariah Bullock gets herself too far under the basket. Now Ligoti going to come away with it. And the Vikings have not been sharp here early. And Ligoti with an early six-point lead. Graber with it. Over to Van Hoy. Fleming, shot fake. She's going to go through the lane. Floater, got it. 13-5. Bari still going against this full court pressure. Haynes go. And Addison going to be fouled by Davis on the baseline. So Bari going to get it underneath their own basket. Foos checks in. Ainsco going to take a seat. On the inbounds, Tracy Stahl. Melissa Wagler going to fire a three. Got it. First points tonight for Melissa, 13-8. Vikings to within five. And ball going to be thrown out of bounds. Tiana looking for Brooklyn Jones on a back cut, so Bari going to get it back. So Bari with the basketball. And pass from Foos to Mariah Bullock going to sail out of bounds. And here comes Ligoti with the basketball. Lions with it. Isabel Wagner in the game for Ligoti. Ball on the floor. Fleming going to pick it up. Going to skip it over. Jones with a long two. It's going to be an air ball. And they're going to get a pushing foul on Mariah Bullock. No, scratch that. They're going to get it on Isabel Wagner. There's a little tussle for the basketball. He could have got it on either one. They're going to get it on Wagner. And here come the Vikings trailing by five. Little 1-3-1. Rachel Wilson with it in the corner. And Rachel going to be fouled in her own corner. Ligoti had her dead in the water. And they are going to bail her out. They're going to get that foul on Tiana Graber. That's her first. Team's fifth. So Bar-Eve creeping closer towards the bonus. Tracy Stahl with it. Over to Bullock. Ligoti man-to-man this time. We're at 50 seconds left in the quarter. Rachel Wilson had a lane to the bucket, gave it up. Now they're going to turn it over. Here comes Tiana down the other way. She is going to be fouled on her way to the basket. That's team foul number four. That's a mistake by Rachel Wilson on the other hand. She had about an eight-footer. She could have taken one dribble and made a power layup, tried to bounce it down to Hannah Foos, and paid the price. A little timeout on the floor. I think Tracy Stahl may have banged her wrist or something. So the Vikings with four turnovers in the first quarter. Tracy Stahl going to check out. Addison Ains go back in. And here go the Lions on the inbounds. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Tiana Graber going to set for three. She got another one. So 16-8. Ligoti now leads by eight. And Ligoti going to pick one off again, almost. Bar-Eve going to pick it back up. Mariah Bullock with it on the baseline. Ainsco going to try to get down the lane. She's going to be fouled. That's team foul number 6 on Ligoti. So the Vikings will be in the bonus the rest of the half. And they're going to get a 5-second call on the inbounds, and Ligoti's going to get it back. So 14 seconds left. Ligoti with the basketball and an 8-point lead. Fleming going to spin on Melissa Wagler. Her layup, it's wild and an air ball, no good. Here comes Rachel Wilson. And Mariah Bullock going to set for a 3 and got it at the buzzer. So a big end of the quarter, mistake by Ligoti. Fleming went too early. Barrie got an outlet. Mariah Bullock cashed in a 3 at the buzzer. And the Vikings closed the gap at the end of 1 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Ligoti 16, Barrie 11. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Ligoti, Diana Graber going to knock in another 3 on a curl, and Todd Lancaster throws up his arms and says, you may want to go ahead and guard her. So Ligoti by 8 again, and it's been too easy for Diana Graber so far. Ains go with it. Ball on the floor. Fleming going to pick it up. Here comes Ligoti on the run. Fleming, she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot 2. They're going to get that on Mariah. That's her 2nd. So Fleming at the line. Her 1st, in and good. She'll have 1 more. Kylie Gladish, the freshman, into the game for the first time. Mo Bullock going to sit down. Fleming 2nd free throw, also good. And it's now a double-figure advantage for Ligoti. 20-11. 21-11. Ains go with it. Over to Gladish. Melissa Wagler now with it on the baseline. Out to Kylie. And Foose going to be fouled on the interior. And she's going to go to the line to shoot 2. They're going to get that on Kylie Van Hoy. So Hannah Foose at the line. And her 1st one is in and good. She'll have another. Mariah Bullock back in. Gladys going to sit down. Foose with 1 more. 2nd one going to be long. Rebounded by Ligoti. Here come the Lions. Barrie has been man-to-man the entire game. Diana Graber going to kick it back out to Mackenzie Van Hoy, her sister Kylie Van Hoy in the game also. And Fleming over to Davis. Tiana, another three. That one going to miss. But Kylie Van Hoy going to run down the long rebound. Fleming, ball on the floor, but picked up by Ligoti. Ligoti's won all the 50-50 balls, and they've gotten all the long rebounds here tonight. And Ainsco going to pick one off. And she's going to be fouled by Sydney Davis and go to the line to shoot two. Good step-in move by Ainsco. And she's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. You just have to wonder if the Vikings, this game 10 minutes old, playing all man-to-man defense as a ploy to not completely show your cards before the sectional here in about 6 weeks. Or maybe they think it's their best defense. I don't know, but the Viking coaching staff has made it a habit of switching defenses many, many times a game so far this year. Addie got one out of two, but on the rebound, Tiana Graber going to knock it out of bounds, so Barive going to get it underneath their own basket, trailing by eight. On the inbounds, Foose with it. And good inbound set, but Ainsco going to miss the layup, and here comes Tiana Graber. Great set out of the time or out of the inbounds. Barive misses the layup. Ligoti with it. Fleming going to fire a three. It's going to be short, but Barive going to be beat on the offensive glass again. Fleming going to turn the corner, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Rachel Wilson, and Fleming going to go to the line to shoot two. And the offensive rebounds have been a killer so far for Barive here tonight. Not only have they led to extra points for Ligoti as Fleming misses the first, but they've also led to extra fouls. It's going to be the first on Rachel. Fleming got one out of two. .22-13. 5.5 minutes left, second quarter. Melissa Wagler going to pick her dribble up. Going to bounce it over to Rachel Wilson. Rachel over to Bullock. Looking for Foose in the post. Foose going to go off the glass and got it. Anna Foose just kept her composure and took one off the glass. It's a 7-point game, 22-15. 5 minutes left. Ball going to be on the floor. And Melissa Wagler going to pick it up. And there's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Barive. So 22-15. Ainsco with it. Left-hand dribble across the timeline. Bounces it over to Rachel Wilson. Mariah Bullock, little floater on the baseline. It's short, rebounded by Tiana, and here come the Lions. Tiana wants to run, behind the back dribble. Left-hand layup, no good, rebounded by Rachel Wilson. Here comes the Vikings. Mariah Bullock, high on the left side. Hits a curling Ainsco. Ainsco going to be fouled. Addie going to go to the line to shoot two. Barive really getting some action with Addison Ainsco going to the bucket here in the second quarter. And it looks like Ligoti going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:13 left, second quarter. Vikings trail Ligoti 22-15. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barive Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barive Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Lagodi, where Washington Times Herald sports editor Todd Lancaster discussing his newfound piano skills. He's working on Bohemian Rhapsody. As Todd Lancaster, music aficionado, guitar man. Ainsco's goes first free throw, got it. 22-16. Addie will have one more. Second from the free throw line. Rolls out. No good. Addie has not got a roll here tonight. The Vikings have cut it back to 6. It was 10 just a minute ago. 22-16 Lions. Fleming going to go down the lane. Isabel Wagner with it. Van Hoy with a 3, and she's got it. And Mackenzie Van Hoy doing the damage tonight. She's got 8 for Lagodi. And it's a 9-point lead again. Melissa Wagler going to set for a 3 on the other end. It's long. Hannah Foose going to pick it up. Try to lay it up and in. No good, but going to be tapped out of bounds by Lagodi. So Barry, you're going to have it on the baseline. Ainsco going to set for a 3. It's going to bounce off long, rebounded by Tiana Graber, and here she comes again. Going to slow it up. Barry looks like, I think they're going to be man-to-man this time. Tiana going to set for another 3, long, rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Addison, Melissa Wagler, Rachel Wilson. Rachel going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the line to shoot 2. And the way this game is officiated tonight, if the Vikings can just get the basketball into the post, good things could be on the horizon. Rachel's first one rolls in. Rachel Wilson will have one more. Tracy Stahl still over on the Viking bench being tended to. And Rachel's second rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Lagodi. Isabel Wagner looking for Fleming. Fleming just trying to find a crease. Wagner, long 2, no good. Rebound on the floor. And Kylie Van Hoy going to pick it up and lay it in. Another offensive rebound for Lagodi. 27-17. Lagodi by 10. Bullock with it. Over to Rachel Wilson. Down to Hannah Foose in the post. Ball going to be tapped away, and here comes Lagodi with it. Fleming bounces it over. Van Hoy misses the layup. And here comes Melissa Wagler. She wants to run it on the left side. Behind the back dribble. And Hannah Foose going to be taken out by Wagner. And Foose going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. It's going to be the second on Isabel Wagner, 10 on Lagodi. Foose, So Foose at the free throw line. Got the first one. Hannah Foose will have one more. And Hannah got the second one, 27-19. So Mariv within striking distance, but they have got to rebound the basketball. Diana Graber in the right corner, guarded by Melissa Wagler. Rachel Wilson is now switched onto her. Minute and a half left. And Ligoti content to spread it out. With the Vikings foul trouble, you got Addison Ainsco sitting over there on the bench with two fouls. You got Mariah Bullock with two fouls. I'm not sure the right play right here isn't just to try to get a stop. As we're coming up on a minute, Lions may be doing the Vikings a favor here. Ligoti has fouled more than Bariv in this half. But statistically, the Vikings' best player, Addison Ainsco, has been saddled. She's played about half this first half, picking up two early fouls over on the bench right now. And Bariv can close this out with a stop. Consider that a win. We're coming up on 30 seconds left in the half. Looks like Mariv going to switch to a 2-3, 2-1-2 zone here. Ligoti going to call the set. Let's see if Mariv switches it back one more time. And they're going to switch it back one more time. And here comes Fleming with the basketball, guarded by Kylie Gladish. Tiana Graber, she's working on Melissa Wagler. We're at 4 seconds. Tiana going to step back, fire a three, going to be partially blocked, and that's going to do it. So a good close to the half for Bari. The Vikings switched defenses three times in that last possession, confused Ligoti, and Bari heads to the locker room, trailing by eight. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-19, Ligoti. We're going to go ahead and take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of tonight's halftime statistics, and we'll set up the second half. Vikings trail Ligoti here at JBSA, 27-19. Back to Ligoti after this three-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case working hard for you.
Back at Lagodi High School. Halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 27-19, Lady Lions lead Bar Eve by 8. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and our friend Dr. Merle Holzapple, located right across the street from Bar Eve High School. Halftime scoring tonight, we'll go ahead and start with Lagodi. They're going to be led by senior guard Tiana Graber. Tiana leads all scorers with 9 points, and all of them come from behind the three-point line. 3 made 3-point baskets for her 9. Mackenzie Van Hoy next for the Lady Lions. Mackenzie with 8 points at halftime, a 3-point basket, 2 2-point baskets, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line for her 8. Next, Kalia Fleming. Fleming with a 2-point basket, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Fleming with 6 points at halftime. Brooklyn Jones is next. Jones with a 2-point basket early in the game. And then Kylie Van Hoy with a rebound put back in the second quarter for her 2 points. Add all of that up, 27 for Lagodi at halftime. Bar Eve, it's going to be a relatively balanced attack. Hannah Foos going to lead the Vikings at halftime. Hannah with a 2-point basket. She was 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 5. Addison Ainsco going to be next. Addie with a 2-point basket. 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 4. Mariah Bullock made a 3-point basket for her 3. Melissa Wagler with a 3-point basket for her 3. Tracy Stahl, before she went out of the game, still with an undisclosed injury. A left-handed layup in the first quarter for her 2 points. And then Rachel Wilson, the senior, 2 of 4 from the free throw line for her 2. Add all of that up, and that's 19 for Bar Eve. Lagodi led the Vikings 16-11 after one quarter, and it's 27-19 at halftime. Bar Eve ran into some early foul trouble as the Vikings' two leading scorers, Mariah Bullock and Addison Ainsco, each with 2 fouls in the first quarter, but they were able to navigate that situation. Maybe not play as many minutes as they wanted to in the first half, but Bullock and Ainsco each ended the half with those 2 fouls, so they will be good to go. Lagodi, they did foul more in the first half, putting Bar Eve in the double bonus, but nobody on the Lady Lions with more than 2 here at halftime. Well, it's a busy weekend of Bar Eve basketball, as usual, as it always is this time of year. Join us again tomorrow night as myself and Bar Eve Athletic Director Aaron Ash will pack up the equipment and head to Eastern Green for a non-conference game. Airtime tomorrow night. We'll be at about 10 after 7 or so as the Vikings look to pick up win number 6 on the season. On Saturday, the Lady Vikings are back home with a matinee contest against Orleans. Game time on Saturday scheduled for about 12:15 on the varsity start. And we'll bring that to you as well here on the General 95.9. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Lagodi with the lead, 27-19 over Bar Eve. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, second half action, back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena right after this.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Halsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeve Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. Start of the second half, 27-19. And Ligoti with the basketball to start the second half. And Brooklyn Jones going to get free for a bucket. And it's back to a 10-point advantage for the Lions, 29-19. It's like a 2-3 zone this time for Ligoti. Bar-Eve, Mariah Bullock, Rachel Wilson. Now on the left wing, trying to find an opening. Going to skip it over Bullock. Wanted to pull the trigger on a three and couldn't do it. Bar-Eve going to reset. Just pass fake and hit Bullock, and they would have had her, but they didn't do it. But they're going to hit Ainsco with a back cut. Addie lays it in. So that's her 6 point, 29-21. Ligoti's had the lead the entire game, but they have yet to throw the knockout punch, allowing the Vikings to hang in. Bar-Eve has not made a run yet. Brooklyn Jones going to skip it over. Tiana Graber, three, no good. Another offensive rebound for Ligoti. Jones layup, got it. Brooklyn Jones with the first two buckets in the second half. And it's 31-21. Ligoti going to tap it out of bounds. Bar-Eve going to get it in front of their own bench. And offensive rebounding has really keyed this Lion lead here tonight. Melissa Wagler going to set for three. Long, Going to bounce out of bounds. Ligoti going to get it back. So Ligoti with a 10-point lead, matching its largest of the game. They've got a chance to really take control right here. Another good back screen. Brooklyn Jones going to lay it up and in. Barib going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 33-21. Ligoti leads it by 12. 5:45 left, third quarter. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this one-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renter's insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back at Ligoti, 33-21. The story of the third quarter has been Brooklyn Jones for Ligoti. She scored all six of the Lady Lion points. Marie going to break pressure. Mariah Bullock going to get loose for a three. So right like that, it's down to single digits, 33-24. Barive has to do a better job on the glass. Fleming with the basketball. They're looking for Van Hoy. Tiana Graber's got it now, top of the key. Fleming trying to get down the lane, couldn't do it. Going to bounce it back to Davis. Jones with it. Skips it over to Tiana. Ligoti taking their time. Fleming out to Van Hoy. And Tiana Graber going to launch a long three and got another one. That's her fourth triple of the game, 36-24. And the one thing Tiana Graber shows, if you go under a screen, she will take and make that shot, and it's a 12-point lead. And Foose going to be fouled on her jumper, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. So Hannah Foose at the free throw line. A couple charity tosses, got the first. That's Hannah's 6 point on the night. She'll have one more. Foose is second. Got them both. So back to 10. Barive. And Ligoti almost going to throw it in the backcourt. Fleming going to run it down. Jones with it. Out to Fleming. And Davis going to set for a three. No good. Ainsco going to rip down the rebound. Here comes Addy on the run. Addy going to go through everybody. Layup, no good. And she's going to go to the line to shoot two. So Addy doing what she's done all season long. This is going to be her fifth and sixth free throw attempts here tonight. Addy got the first. She'll She'll have one more. And Addie got them both, 36-28. So the Vikings have cut it to 8 again. But they've just not been able to get past that threshold here for the last 5 or 6 minutes of game time. Diana Graber with it on the baseline. She's going to step back. Another three, got it. Get caught in a screen, go under a screen. She's going to make it. That's her 15th point. Five threes. Melissa Wagler has picked up her dribble. Now she's going to fire a three. It's going to bounce off, no good. Davis going to rebound it, and here comes Ligoti. Lions with the basketball in an 11-point lead. 2:45 left, third quarter. Fleming kicks it over to Davis. Fleming's got it out high again, over to Isabel Wagner. Diana Graber. Going to skip it over to Davis, back to Fleming. Fleming, Wagner, long two, short, no good. Mariah Bullock going to pick it up. Here comes Moe on the run. Mariah Bullock over to Ainsco. And Rachel Wilson going to not catch the pass on the post up. And here comes Ligoti. Another turnover for Bar Eve. Davis on the left side going to bounce it back to Fleming. Quick moving second half so far. Fleming going to see an opening out to Davis, back to Brooklyn Jones. Jones had the first 6 points of the third quarter. Fleming going to set for three. She got it. And that's a 14-point lead for Ligoti, their biggest. And that's the seventh three-point basket for Ligoti here tonight. Vikings with the basketball. Melissa Wagler going to spin it back. Hands it off to Ainsco. We're under a minute left here in the third quarter. Madison Ainsco over to Bullock. Addison with it again on the left side. She's going to slip. She's going to be bumped by Fleming. They're going to call a foul. Third on the team here in the second half with 40 seconds left. Kylie Van Hoy checks in. Isabel Wagner going to sit down. It's the third foul on Fleming here tonight. Mariah Bullock. Rachel Wilson going to set for a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Tyana, and here comes Ligoti, and they're going to back it out. And with 20 seconds, look to get the last shot of the quarter. Coming up on 10. Van Hoy, Brooklyn Jones, Davis, Fleming on the baseline. She's going to be fouled on the floor with 2.2. That's going to be on Lindley Sheets, who's just checked in the game. So Ligoti going to get it on the baseline, 2.2 seconds. On the inbounds, Fleming going to have to go way back, launch one from the volleyball line, and it's going to be no good. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Ligoti with a closing burst to take control, 42-28 Lions. Back to Ligoti after this 1 minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Lagodi, 42-28 Lions, 8 minutes left. Barry with the basketball to start quarter number four. Ainsco with the basketball. Over to Mariah Bullock on the right side. Ainsco down to Rachel Wilson. Rachel off the glass. Good first set for the Vikings. And Rachel going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. It's a third foul on Brooklyn Jones. And Rachel got it. Cuts it to 11. 42-31. Fleming with it. Van Hoy back to Fleming. Tiana Graber, her first touch of this possession, going to back it out. She's going to back it way out. Try to drive on Melissa Wagler. Fleming into the corner to Davis. Fleming going to set for a three. It's long, rebounded by Ainsco. And here comes Addison. She wants to run. And goes up. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Lagodi. And here comes Jones the other way. She gets it over to Tiana Graber. Tiana going to be fouled. And she's going to go to the line to shoot two. So missed opportunity right there. As Ainsco could have cut it to single digits again. The layup was no good. Lagodi took it the other way. Now Tiana Graber with two free throws. First one is short. She'll have one more. Graber's second free throw also short. But more rebounding problems for the Viking. But Barive gets lucky as Brooklyn Jones going to tap it out of bounds. The Vikings going to get it back. So they dodge a bullet. Chance here to cut it to single digits again. Mariah Bullock. Melissa Wagler. And they're going to get a foul on Lagodi just as Brett Graber was calling a timeout. So break for the Vikings. Of course, Barry's got plenty of timeouts to burn. But that's going to be Kalia Fleming's fourth foul. So that's a situation to monitor here. On the inbounds, and bad pass by Melissa Wagler. Tiana Graber going to pick it off. Fleming's got it. Kick it out to Davis. Lagodi going to reset. Fleming over to Tiana Graber on the right side. Tiana, 15 points here tonight, all from three-point line. And Lagodi's worked this under 6 minutes left in the game with an 11-point lead. Fleming, Van Hoy, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. They're going to get that one on Lindley Sheets. Kenzie Van Hoy with 8 in the first half, at least by my very amateur statistics, looking for her first points here in the second half. 3 fouls now on Bar Reeve. Van Hoy got the first one. She will have another. 43-31, Lions. And missed the second. Long rebound, Ligoti. So the Lions are going to reset. Mackenzie Van Hoy with it again. Ainsco almost picked it off. Fleming now with the basketball. And Ligoti being patient here, coming up on 5 minutes left in the game. And Fleming probably fouled by Mariah Bullock. And now they're going to get one. That's going to be the fourth foul on Bar Eve. So Ligoti going to get it side out of bounds. 5:01 left in the game. Hannah Foos back in. Lindley Sheets going to sit down. Diana Graber, Davis. Brooklyn Jones going to miss the layup, grab her own rebound, lay it up and in. And the offensive glass issues continue for the Vikings. Ainsco going to go down the lane. She's going to be fouled. Let's see who they get it on. Fleming is in the area. That could be her fifth. And that is going to be Kalia Fleming's fifth foul. She has fouled out with 4:34 left in the game. So that will take one of the Ligoti regulars off the floor. But you have to wonder how much time is left and if the Vikings can cut into this deficit. Bullock with the basketball. It's a cutting Rachel Wilson. Rachel shot in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Brooklyn Jones. Diana Graber with the rebound. Off to Isabel Wagner. Van Hoy out to Diana. Looks like Bar Eve 1-3-1 this time. Diana. Graber with it again. Going to hit a cutting Davis. Davis going to lay it in. That's her first two of the game, 47-31. And they're going to get a travel on Ainsco on the other end. So 3.5 minutes left. Ligoti in control. And Jones going to get down the lane, lay it up and in. And it's an 18-point Ligoti lead. Bar Eve wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 3:14 left, 49-31. Back to Ligoti after this 1 minute timeout.
unwrap the savings now during the Big Finish event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Just announced, the award-winning Ram truck has been named the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Now at the Washington Chrysler Center, you can take home a new 2019 Ram Laramie Crew Cab with rebates up to $10,000, starting as low as $38,880. Unbelievable savings for an unbelievable award-winning truck. But you must act fast during the Big Finish event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
And right out of the timeout, Hannah Foose with a cut to the basket. She is going to lay it in and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Trying to cut this back to 15, and she does. 49-34, Jenna Harrison checks in. Mariah Bullock going to sit down. Little offense for defense substitution. Ligoti going to look to take a little time off the clock. Marib just trying to figure out a way to get the basketball back. Looks like the Vikings are just man-to-man right here. Tiana Graber with it, guarded by Hannah Foose. Three going to be put up by Davis from the corner is good. And it's 52-34. And that is the eighth made three-point basket tonight here for Ligoti. Foose is going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two more. So Hannah Foose has done a nice job staying active here late in the game. And Foose's free throw is short. And Hannah missed the second one. So Ligoti with the basketball and an 18-point lead. Coming up on 2 minutes left in the game. Tiana Graber with it in the left corner. And her drive to the bucket. She's going to be fouled by Rachel Wilson and go to the line to shoot two. And they're going to get that on Melissa Wagler, not on Rachel. Say that Melissa hit her on the way up, I suppose. First free throw in and good. Mariah Bullock back in the game. And Tiana got the second. 54-34, Ligoti by 20. They've just been methodical. They've not had that one big explosive run. They've just stretched it out the entire game. Ainsco, her shot going to be blocked in the post. And last touched by Barreve. So Ligoti going to get it back with a minute 40. Tiana Graber with it, guarded by Melissa Wagler.
Thank you.
And they hit a cutting Brooklyn Jones again as they spread the Viking defense out for a layup. That's 10 points here in the second half for Jones. She's got 14. Wild shot by Mariah Bullock. No good. Ligoti going to pick it up. We're under a minute. And Ligoti is going to win this and move to 10-0 on the season. Bari still looking for their third win. Graber with it behind the back dribble. And Ligoti just taking time off the clock. We're at 20 seconds. Ligoti with subs over at the scorer's table. I think Coach Brian Smith just going to let him dribble it out. Marie not concerned with fouling anymore to extend the game. And Tiana just going to back it up to half court. And that's going to do it. Ligoti wins it tonight over Barreve, 56-34. Postgame show tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp and all the gang at German American Investments in Washington. We are going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all the postgame. Vikings fall to Ligoti tonight, 56-34. Back to Ligoti after this timeout.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Back at Ligoti High School, Lions win it tonight over Barreve, 56-34. Post-game scoring tonight, We'll start with Lagodi. They're going to be led by Tiana Graber. Graber led all scorers tonight. 5 3-point baskets, 2 of 4 from the line for 17. She was followed by Brooklyn Jones. Jones, 7 2-point baskets for 14. Pair of Lions were next. Mackenzie Van Hoy with 9 points. Van Hoy, a 3-point basket, 2 2-point baskets, 2 of 4 from the line for her 9. Kalia Fleming also finished with 9. A 3-point basket, a 2-point basket, 4 of 6 from the line for her 9 points. Sydney Davis was next with 5. Davis, a 3-point basket and a 2-point basket for 5. And Kylie Van Hoy finished with a made 2-point basket for 2 points. For Bar Eve, they're going to be led tonight by Hannah Foos. Foos tonight finished and led the Vikings with 10 points. Foos finished with 2 2-point baskets, but she was 6 of 9 from the free throw line for her 10. Addison Ainsco was next with 8. Addie, 2 2-point baskets, 4 of 6 from the line for 8. Mariah Bullock followed her with 6. Mariah, 2 3-point baskets for her 6 points. Rachel Wilson next with 5. Rachel, a 2-point basket, 3 of 5 from the line for 5. Melissa Wagler with a 3-point basket in the first half. She finished with 3. Tracy Stahl with a 2-point basket before leaving the game with an injury. Tracy finished with 2. Quarter scoring went like this. At the end of 1, it was 16-11 Lagodi. At halftime, 27-19 Lions, led by 8. Lagodi led by 14 at the end of the third, 42-28. And the Lions win it going away tonight, 56-34. Little hardware to pass out. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tonight for Bar Eve, we are going to give it to Hannah Foos. Foos came off the bench, provided an offensive spark right away. Hannah with a team-leading 10 points tonight for the Vikings. Well, join us again tomorrow as Bar Eve, the boys up at Eastern Green looking to move to 6-1 on the season. Airtime tomorrow night on the General 95.9 and the new 101.3. Going to be about 7:10, 7:15, somewhere in that neck of the woods as the Vikings look to move to 6-1 on the season. So, I'd like to thank my friend Renee Lyle back at the station keeping us on air, online, and on time. Join us again tomorrow night, Bar Eve and Eastern from Eastern High School, airtime about 7:15. Lagodi wins it tonight over Bar Eve, 56-34. Good night, everybody.
Bar Eve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Eve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game.